as we look into the Word of God. Today we're going to talk about one thing. This is a one-point message. I want you to get one point. You walk away with the one point and we'll all be happy. All right? One thing, Luke chapter 10, verse 38 says, "Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.' And Jesus answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her.'" Again, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we do praise you. Oh Lord, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we look to you for instruction this morning. Teach us, Lord, your ways. Give us understanding that we may know you, be drawn closer to you, and be in a stronger relationship with you. Lord, we love you and we thank you for all things. But most of all, we just want to bow and give you praise for giving your only Son, Jesus Christ, as the sacrifice for our sin. And we thank you, Lord, that you can't buy it, you can't earn it. But that salvation is a gift of God. And Lord, today I pray for those in this service who are lost, who've never made a commitment to you. And I pray that today will be the day of their salvation. I pray, Lord, for everyone, myself included in this service today, that we'll all be drawn closer to you, that we'll all realize the need for that one thing which Jesus shared. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You may be seated. One thing. Do you like being busy? Nobody likes being busy. Do you like serving the Lord? All right. Well, whether you like being busy or not, in today's society, most of us are pretty busy. And there's always an opportunity to serve the Lord. And sometimes you can become so busy serving the Lord that you're overwhelmed. So that's the importance of this message today. You see, if you don't get this right, you will, over time, in your service of the Lord, become grumpy. How many grumps do we have in the service today? Nobody willing to... We had a few honest people. If you don't get this right, you'll become grumpy. You might even become bitter, or you might even just quit altogether and say, "I've had enough, I throw up my hands, I'll do it no more." So this is an important lesson that Jesus teaches to keep us from that point. And we start out with busy. Busy, busy, busy. That seems to be the standard today for life. The busier you are, I guess it must be, the busier you are, the happier you are, because we just seem to fill our time from the beginning of the day till the ending of the day. When you ask a pastor... We go to association meetings from time to time or cross paths with other pastors. And almost 90% of the time you ask a pastor, "How are you doing?" You know what he'll say? Busy. Boy, we're busy. We're busy. And it's as though, I guess, if you're not busy, you're not serving the Lord. Which, if you're lazy, you're not serving the Lord. I understand that. But that just seems to be the standard today. And in the text that we just read about, we see a lady named Martha, who had a servant's heart. And you've got to love her heart. She was the type of lady that would have stayed to clean up after the church fellowship. You know what I'm talking about? She was the kind of lady that would have flown in with a vacation Bible school director a month before vacation Bible school and cut out little paper decorations and painted. And she was that kind of lady. She was the kind of lady you could depend on. If you had a job, you'd give it to Martha because she'd get her done. She had a servant's heart. And as it was, she saw in her life the opportunity to serve as she crossed paths with Jesus. So she invited Jesus to her home, and in doing so, she assumes the responsibility of hospitality. Okay? I mean, we talked about hospitality a couple of weeks ago, what that meant. But the idea is, when she invites Jesus to her home, her goal is to treat him like royalty, to treat him as a guest, to provide his every need, so that when he leaves her house, he walks away saying, "Wow, that was just wonderful." That's your goal. And so she starts pursuing that goal. You know, you've got to love people with a servant's heart. You know anybody with a servant's heart? You don't have to ask them twice that they'll jump in with both feet and serve, and they'll do the best job. But there's a danger in having a servant's heart. Now listen, because there are a few people that this applies to. This probably doesn't apply to everyone here this morning, because not everybody has a servant's heart. As a matter of fact, more times than not, it's a chore to get people to serve. But there is a danger to having a servant's heart, and that danger is spiritual distraction. It said in the text, in verse 40, it says that Martha was distracted by much service. Don't you find it interesting that she was serving Jesus, and the very service that she was doing for Jesus pulled her away from Jesus? Kind of sounds contradictory, doesn't it? I mean, she is in the kitchen, cutting vegetables, preparing meat, getting everything just right. Every once in a while, she's going out through the living room, picking up and doing whatever she can possibly do to make this visit from Jesus the ultimate best. And what she was doing in serving Jesus pulled her away from Jesus. Here's the warning. Are you ready? Say amen if you're ready for the warning. Amen. All right, this message is going to go quick. You're staying with me. Here's the warning. Just because you're serving Jesus does not mean that you're close to Jesus. Does that make sense? I mean, I've seen preachers who would preach the best of sermons, and after that sermon was finished, you would talk to them and they would say, "I just feel so distant." I've known church members who were just pouring their heart into the church, and they pour their heart so much that you talk to them, you know, out away from church. It's just, "Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so empty." You see, the very thing that they start out doing to honor Jesus can even pull them away from Jesus. That's why we've got to ask, whatever you're serving, whatever your position in the Lord is today, I want you to answer this question within yourself. How's your relationship with Christ? How's your relationship with Christ? "Oh, Brother Doug, I serve on the mission committee and the building committee and the sound committee." I didn't ask you all that. How's your relationship with Christ? "Oh, Brother Doug, I come Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night." Didn't ask you that. How's your relationship with Jesus? Because the very things that you sometimes pursue to honor Jesus can actually draw you away from the Jesus that you seek to honor. That's what happened to Martha. And so she wound up filled with stress. No doubt her heart was in the right place. She's working her fingers to the bone. She's serving to honor Jesus. And I could just see her, you know. And I could see her working so hard and busy and almost frantic, making sure that everything is just right for Jesus. And then all of a sudden, a little light comes on. And she looks up. And she realizes, I'm the only one doing anything. I'm the only one serving. Wait just a minute. Hold the phone. I am the only one serving. What is up with this? And then she looks at her sister, Martha, or Mary. And she's sitting at the feet of Jesus. And she has been sitting at the feet of Jesus since Jesus got there. And so Martha absolutely explodes. When she sees it dawns on her, she's the only one working, and she explodes, and even to the point that she almost dishonors the very Lord that she's trying to honor in this visit. And in her frustration, she says, Lord, do you see my sister? I'm working my fingers to the bone. I'm preparing the meal. I'm making you feel welcome. And she's sitting at your feet, and she hasn't moved since you got here. Don't you care that I'm working and no one else is? Listen, if you've got a servant's heart, you've probably been there. When you've looked around and you're leading that vacation Bible school and nobody's coming to help, and you ask for volunteers and nobody's volunteering. Or you're keeping the nursery and you ask for volunteers for nursery and no one signs up. Or you're asking for volunteers on the college meals, whatever, okay? And you look up and it dawns on you, I'm the only one doing anything. And you can become bitter. If you're not very careful, this is where serving will lead. Do not get me wrong, okay? I'm not saying do not serve. I'm not. Not in the least. I'm saying as you serve, you have to take warning. See, so many people get caught up in serving the church, and they get so excited, and I'm a part of this, and I'm a part of that committee, and I'm in the choir, I'm on the praise team, and it's their idea is just the more I can do, the better. And they look up and discover that everybody else is not following suit. I don't know how many times as a pastor I've come to the... I've been counseling with people and they have literally told me, Brother Doug, nobody else cares. I'm the only one doing anything. Well, if you get to that point, likely as not, the problem's not everybody else. The problem could just be you. Even though you're serving, even though you're busy, 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 because you see, there is another option. That other option is to be blessed, blessed, blessed. It says that Mary was at the feet of Jesus listening. She was listening to what her Savior had to say. Do you realize Mary's seen in the New Testament three times in the Gospels? Here in Luke, she's at the feet of Jesus. In John chapter 11, she's at the feet of Jesus. In John chapter 12, she's at the feet of Jesus. Every time. Every time. This lady spent a lot of time at the feet of Jesus. And she's in a position, she's always positioning Him. And you say, why at the feet of Jesus? See, this was the position of learning. And when you were going to receive instruction, the teacher would sit above the student and the student would sit on the floor at the feet of the teacher. It's a position of honor. You're honoring your teacher, and it's a position where you're ready to learn. And here's what I want you to get. If you're going to serve, if you're going to provide spiritual service in the kingdom of God, and it is spiritual, okay? You're going to have to be spiritually nourished to do so. If you're going to have spiritual strength, you're going to have spiritual nourishment. And the only way you can do that is at the feet of Jesus. So many people forget. And it's all about being busy. And I kind of smile. And I was this way once, I know. It's the busier the better. But I found the older I get, the more time at the feet of Jesus, the better. Does that make sense? More time in the Word of God, the better. You see, that's what Mary was doing. She was listening and she was learning. She heard, it says she heard His Word. She was sitting there, and the construction of that sentence is as such, is she's sitting there listening and she's not thinking, oh boy, when's He going to wrap this up? I can't wait till this is over. I'm hungry. Martha gets it ready. See, now, she's sitting there. She's hearing. And she's hanging on every word that Jesus says. She's sitting there. It's like this. Waiting. Jesus, give me more. Jesus, come on. And every time Jesus stops, she's leaning a little closer, hoping that He starts again. She's being fed. And there's no substitute for spiritual food. If you're going to serve, you're going to have to be strengthened in the Lord. Now, I go back to the question, what is your relationship with Jesus like? You can burn out serving. All right? You can. I've seen preachers do it. I've seen church members do it. Deacons do it. I mean, I've seen people burn out from serving. And the bottom line is, when you burn out, something's missing. And you go back and you check and see what's missing. Now, let's get up close and personal. Amen. You love it when I get up close and personal, right? All right. How's your relationship with Jesus? Well, let's get a little more close. What's the time you spend in the Word of God? Listen, you can't know Jesus if you never commune with Him. And you can't commune with Him if you never hear from Him. And you're not going to hear from Him unless you open this book. When you open this book, it's like God speaking directly to you. That's why this is the living Word. That's why it's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Do you realize when you open this book, this is God speaking to you? How much time every day do you spend in the Word of God? Well, Brother Doug, I don't have time. Well, you're too busy. Watch for the burn. Watch for the burnout. Watch for that point when you come. And you know, it's not just in the service of the Lord. It's in life in general. Have you ever watched moms? You know, moms are very busy oriented. They have to be to keep their families going. They come in and they have a job, or most moms have a job just like the husband. They come in and they throw lunch to supper together. And then they take kids to and fro and keep appointments, and it's, you know, it's a daylight till dark thing, and finally at some point along the way they get cranky, and you're familiar with, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody what? Happy. You don't know what it is. Most of the time it's because mama's stretched so thin that they just run out of gas. Mama, I want to tell you something. Ladies, I want to tell you, it's okay to say no. Okay? It's okay to say no. Oh, but my kids want to play every sport. Oh, no. 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 Let them pick one, two, or, you know. But don't let them run you in the ground, ladies. Men, same way. Spend a lot of time filling our time. And if it's not work, it's hobbies. And we think we've got to be on the go all the time. And coaching this and, you know, helping with every club in town. And you get to that point, I just, if anybody else calls me, I'm going to explode. No, it's okay to say no. When they say, will you head this committee to help fight cancer? If God leads you to do that, then amen. If not, it's okay to say no. And here's what you really got to grab. If you don't stop and take the time to be spiritually fed, I promise you, somewhere along the way, you're going to hit the wall. Mom, dad, college student, whoever you are, and you will know when you hit the wall. You've got to be spiritually fed. What's your prayer life like? Oh, Brother Doug, I pray before I eat. That's not good enough. Okay? It's not good enough. Do you just sit down and talk with God? You see, Jesus, He died. He gave His life for you so that you could have a relationship with God the Father. Do you talk to Him? You've got to have time of spiritual nourishment. And you can just see Mary was soaking it up. You see, there's... the options are basically you can be busy, 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 or blessed, 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 but seldom will you be busy and blessed at the same time. You've got to have balance. You've got to be able to know when to say stop. I love the way Jesus, in the text, in verse 41, she's just said, and like I say, it's borderline, she's talking pretty strongly to Jesus. Jesus, do you not care? And Jesus answers in verse 41. You know what He said? Martha, Martha. You see her name twice there? He's trying to get her attention. He's saying, Martha, stop. Martha, Martha, hold on. Just hold on. Stop and stop right now. See, that's what a lot of people need to do. We need to learn how to stop and stop right now. And we need to evaluate, be willing to really evaluate what it is that's missing. You see, Jesus told her, you're missing, there's one thing, Martha, that's lacking. And Martha, here's the problem. You're doing it to yourself. When He says, you're worried and troubled about many things. Okay, I can see her running around there. This food's got to be just right. What if Jesus doesn't like this food? What if Jesus doesn't appreciate the way I keep house? And just building it. And you know that word trouble? What's really interesting is in the Greek, that word means to trouble oneself. Put it in our language, Martha was doing it to herself. This wasn't a demand that Jesus made on her. This wasn't a demand that anybody had put on her except Martha herself. And in the meantime, Mary is at the feet of Jesus. And you see, there's a survival strategy in this world. Whether we're talking about church service or public service or what a family service, there's a survival strategy. And it starts by realizing, number one, you can't do this on your own. You can't do this on your own. You see, Martha's trying to carry the load by herself. You can't carry the load by yourself. It's impossible. You can't be everything to everybody. But here's what you've got to have. You've got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. A personal day-by-day walk with Jesus Christ. John chapter 15, verse 5. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do. What is that word? Nothing. Fathers, without Jesus, you can do what? Mothers, without Jesus, you can do what? Students, without Jesus, you can do what? Nothing. What we've got to realize is that the most important thing in our life is not what we're doing. It's the relationship with Jesus Christ. And if we get the relationship part right, then we will be doing what we're supposed to be doing. It makes sense. Kind of the cart before the horse kind of thing. But we've got to realize we get everything we need from Jesus. And if we spend no time at His feet, we're going to crash. Just like Martha crashed. One thing, He said, is needed. That word needed
is necessary. It means it's a necessity. You've got to have this part, the good part, Jesus put it. And he said, Mary has chosen the good part. See, each day that God gives you, you make a choice. You make a choice of how you feel that day, and you are the one that chooses. Okay? I don't choose for you, and you don't choose for me. Granted, I said in the beginning, I am not here today to tell you not to serve. We need servants, and we need people with a servant's heart. But we also need servants that are so in tune with Jesus Christ, they cannot go a day without time in His Word and time in conversation and prayer with Him. We need servants who are so close to God that Satan himself can't stop them. But you got to get the good parts. You got to get the good part, and you've got to realize, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You've got to hear from God to be effective. Okay? You've got to daily spend time in His Word. And we're told in Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Listen, a workman that need not be ashamed. And we look at that as, well, you know, that's the things that we don't know. I'd be ashamed because I didn't know things. No, it's not just that. It's that worker who falls short. It's that worker that fails because he's not tied into the vine. Listen, here's the challenge. One thing's needed. Do you ever wake up one morning and think, oh, I have so much to do today? You ever do that? How am I going to accomplish all this that I've got to do? I've got to, you know, and the list goes on and on. You're going to get up tomorrow. And you're going to think, I've got all this to do. You're going to get up Tuesday, I've got all this to do. There's one thing that you've got to have. One thing. That one thing is time with Jesus for spiritual nourishment. Listen, child of God, you can't make it without it. You can't be effective without it. And you know what? I am convinced with all my heart, you know, that so many times we preachers talk about faithfulness in church and being dedicated and serving. I'm thoroughly, wholeheartedly convinced if we'll get this one thing right, where we don't go a day without personal time with Jesus, the other things will start falling in place. You can't do it alone. You need that one thing. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need one thing. You need salvation. Salvation only comes from one person. That one person is Jesus Christ. Okay? There's no other name given among men whereby men must be saved. It's Jesus. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. You can't deserve it. Oh, but Brother Doug, I'm a good person. You may be the best of persons, you know, as compared to the rest of us, but our righteousness are as filthy rags before God. Okay? You need one thing. You need to be saved. How are you saved? Very simply, by going to the Lord in prayer, calling out to Him, confessing to Him that you are a sinner. See, people don't like to admit that, do we? We don't like to admit that we just might be wrong. And we just might not be good enough. But I want to tell you, you are a sinner, and you are not good enough to make it to heaven. That's why we throw ourselves at the mercy of Jesus Christ our Lord. I challenge you, I beg you, start living today with Jesus. We're going to have a verse of invitation. And maybe you're here this morning and you're that person that's on the stressed out list, on the edge of, I can't take this anymore. Be honest. Be honest. What's your prayer life like? What's your time in the Word like? You can't do this on your own. You got to have Jesus. You got to have the one thing. When you get up tomorrow, you'll still have to have the one thing. The next day, you'll have to have the one thing. Do you have it? Do you have it? Maybe today is the day you rededicate your life and say, I'm tired of living without the one necessary thing that makes this life worth living. This invitation's for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day. We thank you, Lord, for your word that we can look and grow in you and learn of you. And as we come to the close of this service, Lord, I just pray that we will all take this to heart. Lord, there are so many who serve and so many who bless us with the things that they do. But Lord, help us all. Help us all to remember that we can't take a step without you. We can't live a day without you. So, Lord, we come to you today to seek the one thing that we so much need. That's time at your feet to hear from you, to commune with you, to talk with you, and to receive your guidance and direction for this life. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us to this moment. Now we pray that we'll respond to your leading in Jesus' name. Amen.